This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pakistani authorities are scrambling to determine how a suicide bomber was able to unleash an explosion in a crowded mosque inside a highly secured police compound in the city of Peshawar. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Monday morning's bombing, which has left at least 100 people dead and well over 200 wounded, has raised alarm over a major security breach at a time when the Pakistani Taliban, the main anti-government militant group, has stepped up attacks. Counter-terrorism police are investigating how the bomber was able to reach the mosque, which is inside a walled-off police HQ compound called Police Lines. The country's defense minister has accused the Pakistani Taliban, known by its acronym TTP, of carrying out the attack. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a two-day visit to Israel in the occupied West Bank with renewed appeals for Israeli-Palestinian calm amid an alarming spike of violence. Speaking to reporters in Jerusalem before returning to the U.S., Blinken said leaders on both sides had voiced concerns about the current violence during his meetings.
I've asked senior members of my team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how these steps might actually be advanced.
Blinken also said the U.S. would oppose anything that undermines the two-state vision, including new settlement construction, legalizing settlement outposts, demolition of Palestinian homes, and more. Russian forces are making incremental gains in their push to take territory in Ukraine's eastern province of Donetsk, focusing on the town of Bakhmut, north of the regional capital. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's government is lobbying hard for some of its neighbors and Western allies to supply fighter jets that it can use to repel Russian advances. This is VOA News. In the 2 years since Myanmar's military coup with unseated Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government, ordinary lives have been upended while millions have fled their homes and been displaced around the world. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
In the wake of the coup, some 1.2 million people have been displaced and over 70,000 have left the country. That's according to the United Nations, which has accused the military of war crimes and crimes against humanity. An estimated 19,000 people died in 2022 alone, according to a U.S.-based conflict monitoring group. Myanmar's military says it's carrying out a legitimate campaign against terrorists. The military has pledged to hold an election by August, albeit with tough rules that could sideline opponents.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Huge crowds cheered for Pope Francis as he traveled through the Democratic Republic of Congo capital, Kinshasa, in his Pope Mobile on Tuesday, beginning a visit that highlighted the human cost of decades of conflict in the vast Central African country. Francis is the first pope to visit Congo since John Paul II in 1985, when it was still known as Zaire. About half of Congo's population of 90 million are Roman Catholics. The White House says U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the funeral service for Tyree Nichols, the motorist fatally beaten by police officers in the southern state of Tennessee. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Vice President Harris was invited to attend Wednesday's funeral service by Nichols' mother and stepfather. Harris's press secretary says the vice president spoke with Rovan Wells and Rodney Wells by phone, expressing her condolences and offering her support. President Biden spoke by phone to Nichols' family last week. Nichols' family, the Reverend Al Sharpton, and attorney Ben Crump, had planned to gather at the historic Mason Temple in Memphis, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech the night before he was assassinated. Due to icing, the event was canceled. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House is launching a partnership with India on Tuesday that President Joe Biden hopes will help the countries compete against China on military equipment, semiconductors, and artificial intelligence. Washington wants to deploy more Western mobile phone networks in the subcontinent to counter China's Huawei technologies, to welcome more Indian computer chip specialists to the United States, and to encourage companies from both countries to collaborate on military equipment like artillery systems. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.